Dexter, you're home. I missed you so much. As soon as you left, I started thinking about you, and then I couldn't stop thinking about you, so then I took a nap, but then I had a dream about you, and then I woke up and started thinking about you again, and then... Master? Wait, Master, where are you going? My leash is over here, remember? Remember, Master, it's in this drawer over here? Remember, my leash, it's in this drawer? You put it in this drawer because I kept chewing on it whenever I got bored or lonely or horny or hungry or whatever. Master, where are you going? Why are you petting the cat? I like pets too, and I haven't had any pets all day long, and I missed you so much, and I was so bored, and she wouldn't play with me. All she does is sit on top of the refrigerator and lick herself. Master. What do you mean, go lay down? Master, I... Hey. Those are my ear scratches. Why are you picking her up? And why are you going towards the bedroom? Master, the bedroom is only supposed to be for super fun, dirty, messy playtime. Only. And which one of us was so obviously designed for super fun, dirty, messy playtime? That mean, skittish, fragile, poor excuse for a tiger who is so unadventurous in the bedroom that she literally doesn't like getting her feet wet? Or me? The friendly, open, rambunctious little scamp with the excitability of, well, a puppy. And the libido of a she-wolf in heat. Come on, Master, look at her. Look at her entire species. They weren't exactly bred for companionship, not like I was. After all this time living with humans, she still comes off as cold and aloof. I, on the other hand, have basically been genetically engineered to show affection and appreciation to my master as enthusiastically as possible, and in a variety of ways. Countless generations of trial and error have resulted in me, the perfect companion, man's best friend, and the antithesis to that tedious little hairball. Speaking of hairballs, she may or may not have copped one up under your bed this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Thought you ought to know. Pretty gross, right? So, all of that being said, why don't you open this drawer with those sexy, opposable thumbs of yours, take out my leash, clip it onto my collar, and walk me to the bedroom instead? What do you say? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I thought. See you later, Whiskers or Mittens or whatever the hell your silly little name is. Now, Master. Like I said, I've been thinking about you all day, and more specifically what I've been thinking about is... Oh, you know just what to do, Master. Fucking my mouth nice and loud so that mean old kitty hears us is genius. Did you have a bad day at work, Master, and you're just taking it out on me, or are you really... Oh, master. Slap my face with your cock. Do you like how much he made your puppy drool for you? Huh? You like it when I make a big wet mess all over your cock, all the way down to your balls and your thighs. Oh yeah, you're right. I'm all messy too. So much slippery drool soaking my cute, bouncy little tits and running down my belly button and between my legs. Oh, I just want to play with it and rub it all over me and use it to lube up my little clit while you run your cock and your balls all over my face. Oh yes. Oh yes, master. Rub that drool covered cock all over your puppy's face. Yes, master, just keep using my drool and running it all over my face. Oh, it makes me so wet. I want you so bad, master. I want you inside me so bad. Can I please have you inside me? Please, master. Really? Are you sure I can get up on the bed? Okay. Let me guess. Doggy style? I know you so well, master. I know you love pounding your sweet puppy's tight little cunt from behind. Do you like what you see, master? Do you like my pretty little ass? I'm so wet for you. Can you see how creamy and juicy and sticky my thighs are already? You know, I bet you could just, oh god, shove your whole cock in all at once. Oh my god, fuck yes. Oh master, yes, it feels so good. Oh god. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good, master. Thank you. Oh, you feel so good inside me. Oh, that's exactly where you should be, master. As deep inside of me as you want. Use me for whatever job you need done. Oh, make me your little bitch. Fuck me like your little bitch, master. Treat me like a little bitch. Give me table scraps in exchange for tricks and sexual favors. Oh, yes, whatever you want, master. Whatever you need, master. Whatever makes you pat my head and tell me I'm your good girl, I'll do it. I love being your good girl, master. Nothing in the whole wide world feels better than being a good girl for you. Oh, I live to be your good girl. I exist to be your good girl. Oh, I've been bred and altered and molded for thousands of years to be your good girl. It's my purpose, to be your good girl, to greet you every day, to make you happy, to be your best friend, to take your cum in my cute little puppy cunt. Yes, master, please come inside me. Come inside your little bitch. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Master, please fill up my pretty little puppy cunt with your warm, sticky cum. Please come inside your little bitch, Master. Please, please, Master. Please, Master. Please, Master. Please, 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 Master. Oh, fill up my pretty puppy cunt. Fuck your little bitch and pump your hot cum into my cute little puppy cunt. Please, Master. I'm your good girl. Please, Master, I'm your good girl. Please, please, tell me I'm a good girl. Please, Master, fuck yes. Yes, Master, just like that. Come in, your good girl. Come deep inside your good little puppy. Fill up your good girl. Fill up your good girl. Fuck and fill my little puppy. Come. Oh, my God, yes. Yes, Master, thank you. Oh, yes, Master. Oh, yes, Master, thank you. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, fill me up, Master. Fill up your little puppy cunt with your cum, yes. Oh, fill up my cute little puppy cunt. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Master, thank you. Thank you so much. Master, did I do good, huh? Am I a good girl? Did I do good, huh? Really? Really? Then, can I have a treat? Any treat I want? I gotta think. Okay, then can I please squat on the floor and let your cum pour out of me so I can lick it up off the floor? Please? Really? That's my favorite treat ever. It looks so pretty pouring out of me. I love being a good girl for you, Master. Do you like the way it looks? Do you like knowing that your good little girl is gonna lick it up off the floor like a naughty, dirty little bitch? Of course I am. I'm just a little puppy. What am I supposed to do? Thank you, Master. I love you so much. I think you made the right decision, don't you?